I made this. It matters to me, and it should matter to you as well. My name's Dan Votto, and welcome to My 5 Minutes. My 5 Minutes is my podcast, and the name of it doesn't come from the length of the podcast. It comes from a reference from when I was a kid, when my dad would come to me and tell me that my mom was having one of her 5 minutes, or as he would say in Italian, 5 minuti, and that we should all leave the room and come back in a little bit. So does that mean I'm having my 5 minutes and you should all leave the room? No, you should stay and listen to what I have to say. If that sounded arrogant to you, then I've succeeded, because that's what we're going to talk about today. The need for arrogance when you're creating. What do I mean by arrogance? I've spent 40 years publishing books, mostly graphic novels and comics, another 16 years sandwiched in there, running a music venue. And the one thing I can say is that the people who are very good at what they do all begin from a point of arrogance. And what do I mean by that? What a creator is saying, be they a musician, a writer, an artist, a poet, whatever it might be, what they're saying is, I made this, it matters to me, and it should matter to you as well. Stephen King, on this very subject, once said, writing is a kind of arrogance, and E.L. Doctorow followed that up by saying, writing is an act of ego, and you may as well admit it. If you're going to create this weird little world for people to live in, you've got to believe it's worth living in, because if you don't believe it, nobody else will. Once I was offering advice to people on how to approach being creative. And I said, and I'm quoting myself now, I said that if it weren't for people willing to fly in the face of convention, then nothing interesting would ever happen. And that's, in my mind, a 100% truism. One of the people that was there took that to heart so much that while I was talking, did a sketch of me and put that saying underneath me, and then sent me the image, and I still have it to this day. When we talk about arrogance, generally speaking, we're thinking about our everyday lives where maybe arrogance isn't appreciated. And it isn't. You don't want to be a jerk to everyone around you. You can have faith in your work without being insufferable to other people. But when you sit down and you're alone and you're in that moment and you're there by yourself in whatever studio or room or whatever, and you're going to sit down and bring from out of nowhere something and create it out of whole cloth, be it a song, be it a story, be it a painting, and you want it to mean something and you want that meaning to resonate with people, you need to 100% believe that your art has more than just merit, that it has value and that it is valuable and will be valuable to people. I recently returned to writing after a very long stretch of not writing at all. And the first things I tried to create were not great because I lacked faith in my ability. And maybe I overthought things a little bit. Oh, there's a shock, right? But mostly I was not approaching my writing from a place of confidence. And those things that I wrote were bad, and I chose to never show them to anyone. But you know what wasn't bad was the stories I wrote when I was selling my Hot Wheels cars. I found a bunch of Hot Wheels cars in my mom's house after she passed away. I decided to sell them, and then in the description area, rather than just simply describe the car, I decided to write little stories about growing up with the cars and playing with them and people that were in my life when I did them. What I discovered was that those stories, I was working from a place that was sincere and also arrogant, because I believed, I took the time to put those stories in those descriptions because I believed that people would like them, that people would be interested in them. And I was right. And then I later turned that into a book called My Diecast Life, which is available on Amazon, but we're not talking about that right now. And as a lifelong comics publisher, the arrogance that was involved in looking at somebody else's work and saying, I'm going to put this out there. I want you to give me your money for this. That's as arrogant as it gets. Like, hand over your cash. because I put this here and I said it's good. So creativity requires the arrogance to believe in your inner being is worthy of being broadcast to the world. If you base creativity on humility or anything other than confidence and ego, you'll create nothing of any real value. The world isn't changed by modesty, and we need change now more than ever. But the world is not changed by modesty. It's changed by people willing to risk embarrassment, criticism, and the worst part, indifference. Without a little bit of delusion, a sense of self-importance, without a voice in your head saying, do this because no one else can, nothing of value will ever get created. Most people never risk being wrong. Most people never risk looking stupid. Most people play it safe all the time. Most people don't listen to that inner voice that says, what I have to say has value. And I am going to share it with other people because they will find value in it too. That is what you need. Now, if that's arrogance, then arrogance is a gift. Maybe it's not arrogance. Maybe it's courage. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's just believing that your voice belongs in the conversation. The alternative to that is spending your entire life with something trapped inside you, desperately trying to get free. The alternative to that is saying nothing and being silent. That's the biggest sin that you can commit. If you're an aspiring creator, stop aspiring and create. And the first place to look when you're thinking of what to do is inside yourself. You have the ability to change people and the way that they see the world. My name is Dan Votto, and this has been My 5 Minutes. If you like this, be sure to check out The Unexpected Mentor, the other podcast I was in earlier this year. You can find more details on that at theunexpectedmentor.com. Come back next week and find out how you make lemonade when all you've got is lemons.